Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Merriam-Webster announcing its word of the year. Correspondent Deborah Rodriguez.
It's been on the tip of everyone's tongue.
Vaccine-induced antibodies. People who are working on a vaccine.
Vaccine.
Merriam-Webster says lookups for vaccine increased more than 600% over 2020. The editor-at-large says the choice represents two different stories: science and the speed at which COVID shots were developed, and policy, politics, and political affiliation. Among the runner-ups, insurrection, infrastructure, and perseverance. The name of NASA's Mars rover. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
You got a favorite?
Word?
Yeah.
Vaccine's definitely not my favorite.
No, it's not. And who was that singing there? What the heck was that?
It's like a Broadway.
God.
It's nice almost voice. Like a take on Jolene.
That was
right?
Dolly Parton.
It was Jolene.
That was Dolly?
Yeah, it was Dolly Parton singing it.
Dude, Mr. Hip knows these things.
Took me a second, but it was like vaccine to the tune of Jolene.
I mean, I think, what was it, the infrastructure? See, that's one that just, oh my God. You can't go a day without hearing infrastructure.
Infrastructure, vaccine.
Booster.
What an exciting world we live in, isn't it? Speaking of which, we'll talk to Dr. Ulysses Wu.
Yes.
Later on this morning.
8:50, talk about Omicron. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, it just doesn't.
You got to go two syllables on your variants. We're going to talk about them. Like Delta.
Well going.
Let's go to Mark Christopher and the Brown Pandaers and Scott. We don't mean...
Did Homer write that?
We don't mean to make light of it, obviously. It's just,
no, we're not. We're
just... It's so surreal, all of it. But there's no travel bans on the roads. We hit some traffic yesterday coming back. We went back roads. Back roads, baby. Back roads.
God.
What's
so
happening?
You were traveling in the afternoon yesterday?
Well, I came back from Fitchburg at the flag football tournament. My wife and the other two came back from the Cape, and they went through sort of Rhode Island and back roads.
Right.
And I had to go around right around the 84-90 merger. I went around that.
Yeah.
I went around
Sturbridge
that.
Is not, yeah. And the holidays going in and coming out of the holidays. 90 at 84, not a good time up in Sturbridge. So.
And now it's time for our weekly look at the market with Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money, heard here on WTIC. Sponsored by Asset Strategies and Avon, providing fee-only financial planning.
Okay. Jill, of course, you're here every Saturday afternoon from 4 until 6, but you can get her anytime at jillonmoney.com. The number of features going on. How are you doing, Jill? Did you have a nice holiday weekend?
I did. I was, you know, yelling at the phone saying, I'm here. And I didn't know if that was, you were looking for my cue or.
Who knows?
What was going on there?
this is a car wreck. Just let it go.
Stay out of the way.
Yeah, just let it go. Oh, God.
I don't know about you guys, but we pressed purchase a lot in the last 4 days on our, we did in our family from everything from hard goods to clothes to travel. And so, but yet I saw on Black Friday, Jill, that, you know, online sales were actually down. I mean, we assume double digit growth every year. I don't know if it's because we were so freaked out that everybody bought everything last year at home, but that is a little strange.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. I think that most people, you know, I really rely on Deloitte with their annual holiday survey, and I don't look at any of these days anymore in isolation. I look at November 1st to January 15th.
Good thinking.
That's all that matters for retailers. And what we knew going into this season is that a lot of people were going to shop in the stores. And so that overall retail sales for the holiday season look to be 7 or 9% higher than last year. That
wow.
makes a lot of sense. E-commerce will be somewhere around 11 to 15%. But what we're really noticing is that people want to go into the stores. They want to shop. And part of that has to do with experience, but part of that has to do with making sure you have your gift on the way out of your encounter. Because I think a lot of folks really worried about shipping and whether there's inventory. So they're really going into the stores to check that out. We'll see what happens this, you know, next couple of weeks, not knowing a lot about this new variant. But, you know, I think that retail sales will have a good – we're going to have a good holiday season this year.
There are a couple of things that go on, and one, of course, today is Cyber Monday, which we'll get to. But, you know, I like Small Business Saturday. I think that's a wonderful thing. You know, local guys, I think the governor and Richard Blumenthal went to Arethusa Ice Cream and, you know, bought something there. It's a local place. You know, so, I mean, that's great to do these local merchants. Give them a chance.
Yeah. I mean, look. Yes, that's fine. I think local merchants are going to be really under the gun. I also want to be clear that while I am a big fan of small businesses because I was a small business, I also want to make sure that they're paying people what they deserve to be paid. And so, you know, I know that we've had this conversation before that you cannot run a business and call it a business if you're paying somebody kind of below market wages. You have to be able to compete. And so if you have a business and you're looking to try to make it out there, yeah, great. Deliver something that the big guys can't do, whether that's customer service, whether that's customized service, you know, but don't do this by being chintzy with your people.
Okay. You know, so much of what we were talking about Hanukkah before, about how just sort of it was it's a construct, you know, to couple it with, Christmas and all that. And then you have Black Friday into Cyber Monday, into what is now Giving Tuesday, which is obviously for a good reason, but can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what it is, how big it is it legitimate, and so on?
I love Giving Tuesday. It was created by a team of folks at the 92nd Street Y in New York City.
Really?
They were trying to sort of come up with a way to counter consumerism in a holiday season. So they came up with this idea like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if instead of like everyone talking about the holidays, that right after that big weekend of after Thanksgiving, we would encourage people to begin their holiday gifting and charitable giving with a day called Giving Tuesday. Now, it was such a good idea, by the way, that the guy who runs it, he runs Lincoln Center now, he basically said, let's try to share this across every nonprofit. Wouldn't that be neat? And that's exactly what they did. So I think that the cool thing about Giving Tuesday is that it does kick off this season. It's also, for a nerd like me, kicks off this end of the year process when people are really trying to consider, what do I want to do? How do I want to manage my portfolio? Are there changes I should be making? A lot of these notions are conjured up right at this moment. So I would encourage folks to, if you are charitably inclined, check out my website, jillonmoney.com. I've got a really good idea. I've got ideas about how to give and also give you a little bit more information about some of the changes to IRS rules about taking deductions and some other things that you may want to know before you go into the crazy holiday.
Jill, a big question I have, and in this state it's certainly germane to the conversation, is salt a big deal here, and is that gone through?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, we don't know. There is, you know, in Build Back Better, there is some, at least in the House version of Build Back Better, the salt limitation is no longer $10,000.
Right.
It would basically be wiped away. But it hasn't gone through the Senate yet, and there's a lot of pushback on this. So there is some idea that some legislators from high-tax states, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, California, are really, really, really want to see the salt deduction. But there's, again, it is something that does tend to benefit middle to upper middle class people quite a bit. So there is going to be pushback on it. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
But, you know, before it happens, you can still give your charitable, make your charitable giving.
Yes, yes.
Know that you can make an impact.
How concerned, really quickly, should people, 401ks and so on, feel about the market after Friday?
Ugh. Well, I think they should panic and sell everything. I'm just kidding.
Okay, well, thank you, Jill. That was good.
I just thought that would be a fun thing to say because nobody ever says things like that. You know what? Look, it's one day. We had a 2.5% drop. We come into this week with a gain on the S&P 500 of 22% this year. That comes after 16% in 2020, 29% in 2019. It's been three fantastic years.
Yeah.
Markets are steadying this morning. If you have not rebalanced your portfolio coming into this session, now's a great time. If you have, then chill out and remember that, you know, a lot of people worry like, oh, I don't want to take gains. Remember, there's no gains to be taken in retirement accounts. That's where the vast majority of people are investing. If you have a taxable account, then be careful about those gains, but don't be so silly to say, oh, I don't want to pay tax, so I'm going to leave all this money sitting out there and wait for the next market meltdown.
All right, Jill, awesome stuff. Thank you so much.
Take care, guys.
Thanks for being on. Happy Hanukkah.
Matthew McConaughey is not running for Texas governor after months of publicly flirting with the idea. He said in a video posted on Sunday that political leadership was not a route he was choosing to take at this moment. Governor's race is already shaping up to be one of the nation's highest profile contests in 2022. The Republican Governor Greg Abbott seeking a third term and Democrat Beto O'Rourke coming off a couple of failed bids for the Senate and presidency announced last month that he was getting in the race.
Yeah, and I think I saw, you know, some poll. We always see polls. But apparently one of them said that actually Beto was losing badly to McConaughey.
Yeah, that was about a week and a half ago. Yeah. Listen, why would you want to? He's got all the money he needs. Got a beautiful family. He's he's involved in a lot of charitable causes. But, you know, Abbott is vulnerable, but not to Beto.
I think you're right. Yeah, you know? No.
I mean, it's just
Beto,
I mean,
give it up.
Listen, I've met him. His wife is wonderful. She went to Williams College, tennis player.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When they were in New Hampshire for a hot minute. But it's just this too much. It's too much.
Why would you want to do that? I mean, I don't see why you would. That'd be a heck of a job to have.
Well, I mean, it's like being the president of a country, really. You look, take Texas and California and Florida. Those have GDPs of a lot of nations.
Exactly right. Well, okay, so I guess no Matthew McConaughey.
It would have been fun. I mean, I like, it's theater for some people, so it would have been interesting to watch. But
showbiz.
Anyway, Mark Christopher in the Brown, Panderas and Scott Traffic Center, the Monday after Thanksgiving.
we gotta wake up.
And
we've
still
had
have
4 days off.
Oh God! turkey.
Yeah, that's.
This is the WTIC Morning Show live from the Johnson Brunetti Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Okay, so you said you had some stuff.
You went 4-0.
Rainbrand, I did.
Come on, did he really?
Yeah, he got. He had the. I got him down as with the Giants, Jets, Packers, and Patriots.
This guy can't retire soon enough.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And now he's 31-17. He should go straight to Vegas. If you go 31-17 and put like $20 on each game,
know this.
It's insane.
Well, how are you doing, big guy?
Matt and I went 2-2.
Okay.
So we're now four games back.
It's bad.
With what is it, five to play?
Yeah, well, only a couple of weeks.
And you know, the boss Janine continues to take on water.
No.
1-3.
Oh no!
I'm sorry about that.
I can hear Celine Dion singing right now.
Yeah,
the ship is sinking.
So that's just unbelievable, Ray. 4-0.
Oh my goodness!
4-0.
Took you 18 hours to get to Massachusetts the other
day?
Oh
yeah, let me just tell you what happened.
Please do.
So. We have the show, right? 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning. You're in the Winnebago. I'm on Main Street right there, in Manchester, and then you know I took off the clothes and went out there and ran the race. It was a wonderful race. I mean,
it's fun, isn't it? You love the bands and all that stuff.
It was just I mean, it's just fun to be running and people cheering and people were partying. I mean, there were live bands. There was tons of booze on the course.
10:15 in the morning.
I can't imagine chugging a beer and running a race, but people were doing it.
Oh, heck yeah.
They were giving out Jell-O shots. It was really quite a sight. And there were a lot of good outfits, too. I'm always amazed at the veterans who run with the flags and stuff. It's kind of amazing they can do that. And then I finish up. You know, I want to get right out of there. So I parked at a nearby theater because I was told it was a good way to get out.
Okay.
And so I hustled out, and there wasn't a lot of traffic. And I get to my car, and the parking lot was full, and my passenger side window was smashed. And there's a couple.
Oh, come on.
I don't even know if we have enough time now, but what was amazing to me is that I had several people come up to me. There's two things that happened. Several people came up to me and said, Oh, that's your car. I got here at like 9 and it was already smashed. And I was like, first of all, okay, that was good to give me information to give me the time window, but like, why didn't you call the police? Like, four people. And the other thing is, I'm sitting against the car on the phone.
Right.
And like, several people came up to me, oh, is that your car? I'm like, no, I'm just sitting next to the car with the window smashed.
Just hanging out.
And at one point, I had to say to this lady, I said, listen, I don't mean any disrespect, but like, I'm standing next to the car on the phone and the window smashed.
What do you think?
And I started to get really frustrated. And we got a break. You got to read Sandy's
Rizzi. Yeah, we got to do a break.
I'll tell you what happened. So it was 11 a.m., window smashed in Manchester. We'll continue at 7:20.
Padu, coming up at 7:20.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.